Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are excited to be sharing with you just a wonderful movement that's literally spreading throughout Ukraine right now and amongst believers. But thousands of Christians are coming together for the cause of the fatherless, and we're familiar with that. And they are reaching out to children that don't have any parents. Just listen up and be encouraged. You got to listen to this.
They are unknown, unwanted, and unloved. Millions of orphan children worldwide living without parental care. Now, churches, Christian organizations, and hundreds of families in the Eastern European nation of Ukraine want to make a difference in the lives of the most vulnerable.
To the human mind, it seems almost impossible. But spend time with the Isaiah family, and they'll soon convince you that with God, all things are possible.
The moment you see an orphan's eyes, I promise it will change your life.
10 years ago, Svetlana lived with a dark past. Evgeny was a drug addict and HIV positive. Both had a radical encounter with Jesus Christ that changed their lives forever.
I began to search for God. I could see the path that I needed to go on.
The couple's dream? To see their nation of Ukraine without orphans.
If someone told me 10 years ago I would have these many children and would be married to an HIV-positive man, I would say that's humanly impossible. But God birthed in us something special.
Svetlana and Evgeny became the first family in Ukraine to adopt a child with HIV. Not just one, 7 HIV-positive children.
If we want to see a Ukraine without orphans, Christians have to be a part of the solution.
And Christians are answering the call. Svetlana joined hundreds of pastors and Christian leaders from different parts of the globe in Kyiv recently for a summit on orphan care. Organizer Ruslan Maluta leads a grassroots movement committed to care for Ukraine's orphans.
God said that he is the father of the fatherless, which means that he wants every orphan to be in a family. How is God going to do it? It's through the church. Adoption and providing a home for an orphan is an integral part of the gospel.
And this is a crowd that is very serious about seeing a Ukraine without orphans. Sitting in the crowd, there are about 160 families that have either adopted a Ukrainian child or are today our foster parents.
Gennady Munenko is one of them. He's a pastor, and along with his wife, they have 31 foster children.
Should all families take 31 children in like we did? No. But if this movement is to have a lasting impact, Christian leaders must set the example, and they are. The last few years, God has been moving on the hearts of pastors to lead the charge.
Paul Pennington is very encouraged by what he sees happening in Ukraine.
The potential here is huge because the church is engaged across denominational lines to be really a model to countries around the world how the church can make a difference for children.
Pennington is with Hope for Orphans, a Texas group helping Ukrainian churches with Bible-based orphan ministries. Pennington has 6 children, 5 of whom are adopted.
The only way to reach 140 million orphans around the world is through the church, because only the church is big enough, only the church has the power and the mandate to reach that many children in a sustained way.
Pastors in Russia, Belarus, Romania, and Moldova have started similar Nation Without Orphans movements.
What an honor to be in a
West Stafford president of Compassion International says he's moved by the pastor's dedication to the vision.
They do it with an understanding that God commits to bless orphans and those who do bless orphans. To see an audacious vision that these guys actually are qualified to talk about because they're doing it.
Steve Weber calls the movement a miracle. Weber leads CBN's Ukraine office, which has an active Orphans Promise outreach.
20 years ago, there was such a stigma against the orphan that Christians would fake pregnancy by carrying a pillow before they would take an orphan. Today, we're preaching, take the orphans home in our churches.
And the public is taking note. At a nationally televised event that drew Ukraine's rich and famous, Svetlana and Yevgeny received hero status and honored with the Pride of the Nation Award for their heart for orphans. There was hardly a dry eye in the crowd as people stood and applauded.
We didn't think about any awards. We simply were doing what was on our hearts to do.
We have only God to thank. He shows us how to love the unlovable. Without Him, we have no life. Without Him, my children have no hope. Without Him, the orphans of Ukraine have no hope.
George Thomas, CBN News, Kyiv, Ukraine.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
I mean, how wonderful when a family just comes together like that and, you know, believers come and they just reach out to people like that. And it's children. I mean, it's children, children. You know, I'm telling you, God will take whatever is happening in your life and He'll just turn it right around. Mm. And who would have thought they would open their home to those children?
Beautiful.
And to reach out to the fatherless. I mean, you have so many children right now that, and as we're encouraging, you know, you know, women and ladies and men alike, not to abort a child, but to keep those children for the Lord, then, you know, we have to see both of those things working together. We have to see, you know, keeping the children alive.
Yeah.
And as well, we need to see a huge, massive movement that what's happening in Ukraine right now, where believers are adopting children. We're bringing them into their home. And they're raising them up in the fear of the Lord. I mean, how amazing is that? And how loved would you feel that, you know, you didn't have parents that were able to take care of you? And now some other parents have stepped up and said, you know, I will mother you. Mm. I will father you.
Beautiful.
I mean, that's so beautiful. And we have a lot of children that are in orphanages around the world because they've lost their parents to all sorts of wars and tragedies. When you look at 60,000 people in Syria that have been killed during this battle that they're having, this civil war, how many of those children? How many of those children are parentless? And how many of the children in Africa, you know, during those battles of Sudan and different parts of you know, the world? There's children that don't have parents that would love to come into a home. And I just think about, as I think about that and what that feels like, the time when I used to work with orphans at a foster home. And it was probably one of the greatest, to date, the greatest thing I've ever done. I mean, it was probably one of the lowest paying jobs I've ever done too. But but it's amazing that the reward... The reward was absolutely amazing.
Right.
James 1:27 says that religion that our God, our Father, accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. But it's to look after orphans and widows. That's pure religion. That's what the Lord loves.
Mm-hmm.
And that opportunity for me was, I mean, it just opened me up, guys, to just compassion. I mean, the Word of God tells us that whatever we've done to the least of these brothers of mine, you've done unto me. And, you know, I would remember I would play with these kids and talk with these kids and just be there for them. My job was to take care of them. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a shift that'd come in the afternoon. I'd stay till they went to bed, and after they went to bed, I would leave and another person would come. But can you imagine living in a home as a child with caretakers that their job was just to take care of you?
All right.
Some people treated that just like a job, you know, and just did the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I was just so blessed that God allowed me to be there and that to just come together like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really, really enjoyed it. I remember at night when we used to put them to bed, I would pray with them every night. And I have pictures of them. I still think about them. I still pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved to receive prayer. So, you know, we put them in bed and I'd leave. The very next day when I would come, I mean, I couldn't get past the door. mm-hmm. and they would just mob me. They'd just attack me.
Oh, wow.
And you know, they would just pull on my arm, Mr. John, are you going to pray for us tonight? Are you going to pray for us? I mean, that was like 6 hours later, 7 hours later, my shift. And they're asking as soon as I walked in, you know, would you pray for us? You know, and it's just a tragedy when you see, for whatever reason, children that end up in a place where they don't have parents. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that the Lord showed me during that time was the amazing power of the love of God. Just the amazing power of God's love flowing through the believer, because these children were drawn to the love of God. They were just drawn, man. Mm-hmm. It was just amazing. So we'd take them out and do stuff. Right. I even got special permission to take two young boys that were from South Florida. I was able to get special permission to take them to my parents' house for a weekend. And we just had that type of relationship, and God gave me that much faithfulness, you know,
favor
there. Mm-hmm. And I was able to take them with me, and it was just, it was great. And we want to encourage everyone that we can, you know, as believers, we have people adults, but children that are fatherless today. They don't necessarily live in a foster home, mm-hmm. but they're fatherless. And as a church, you know, we need to father. We need to father and mother, not just children, but we need to be spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers and raise up a spiritual generation. I mean, that's like one of the biggest, I mean, you have over, I think it's something like 28, 29 million children living in fatherless homes. And just think about how much that has impacted our society and just in mm-hmm. general. I mean, there's so many people right now that need spiritual parents as well.
That's right.
And we ourselves, you know, were adopted into the kingdom, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what Romans 8 tells us, that we were adopted by God.
That's right.
And I think about, too, all the work we've done with the Fathers and Camping Trip that's, you know, turned into, you know, it's developed over the years into the Next Step Outback. But one of the things that I love so much over the 10 years of participating and prophesying to a city and really to the world, that we intentionally went out to seek the fatherless.
Exactly.
And to see those boys, to see those boys get so touched.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to see those boys get melted when their hearts get melted, when another man was there to say an affirming word, mm-hmm. And to say that they're going to make it and you're going to be all right and you can mm-hmm. be anything and God loves you. And I, you know, when we put a mentor, I mean, that was one of the most amazing things. And you would think that a children would want a certain mentor, but it's just amazing who they gravitated to.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with like race or anything. It was just like everyone just melted out there. It was just like, it was amazing. It was God. I mean, it's God. Mm-hmm. You know, God is love, you know? And when you have a love like that, the love of God so present, mm-hmm. it's amazing what it draws out of us.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just amazing what it does. And we have so many amazing.
I remember one in particular, and we've had him on the air, was Derek. I remember mm-hmm. the first time I saw him. I mean, obviously he stood out among the rest because at 14 years old, he was 6'4".
Yeah.
I mean, he was a giant.
Yeah.
But God just so melted my heart for him just immediately that God just drew me to him. And, mm-hmm. you know, we hung out, you know, a lot of part of the weekend when I wasn't, you know, busy doing other things with the event and just talking to him, minister to him and just telling him how, you know, God loves you and has a plan for your life. And, mm-hmm. you know, you're not here by mistake. And when Derek came and visited us that time, he shared with me, and I had totally forgotten this, that, you know, I'd prophesied to him that, mm-hmm. you know, that I saw young children around him that he was going to be ministering to in his life.
Wow.
And would you know, that's exact, well, gosh, that was early 2000s. I mean,
wow,
easily 10 years or more ago.
Mm-hmm.
And today, do you know that him and his wife have umpteen children, and a lot of them come from the neighborhood that stay with them and that he's ministering to.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's highly involved in church with the youth.
Yeah. He works in his church with the youth. And
yeah, I talked to Derek not too long ago, and
he remembered that. He brought it up.
Yep,
I had totally forgotten about that.
Yep, he brings it up still, and he said that and that whatever you said to him.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Totally impacted. Totally impacted his life and changed his life forever.
Yeah.
Wow, and just look at that. An encounter, an encounter with
just
someone that was willing to father, and step in the role. And we need to do that for everybody. I think about the little boy that was scholarshiped, and I forget his name. I think they called him Taz or Chaz. I don't remember right now. It's like 12 years ago, but his face is embedded in my mind because I remember.
Oh, the little boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Greg, the long hair?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember
him. Greg holding him. He this boy that was, you know, striking all these poses and trying to be all bad, he rolled up like a little ball in Greg's arm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just rolled up like a ball. Yeah. And it was just like, he wasn't like, don't put me down.
Yeah, I remember that.
And this is in front of everybody. He just wanted to be held. And it's just like, wow, man. It just so melted, you know, all of our hearts were just looking at this thinking, we you know, fathers matter. Parents matter. You know, it matters that we love on children. It matters that we love on people. It matters that we speak life into people and that we help to raise them up. Don't assume that people just have everything that they need. You know, there are many people that are walking today that are walking wounded. They're walking with not completely whole. And God can use you today. The thing about this, that the Word of God tells us that the power of life and death is in the tongue, and that you can be used today, if you believe in Lord Jesus Christ, to speak life to someone, and God can use you to bring healing. And I want to encourage you to be open to the possibilities. Be open to the possibilities that God may lead you. God may lead you maybe to adopt children one day, but if God doesn't lead you to adopt children, that he would lead you to maybe raise up spiritual children, or that you would be in someone else's life to help father and mother. And I love what Mike Bigel says. Listen, if you're a certain age and you don't have spiritual, you don't have a spiritual father, it's time just to be one. You know what I'm saying? It's just time to be one. And it's time for us just to be one and to bring healing and health to so many people that lacked so much. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.